we can do, sure.
No, it should be good. Just turn it on. That one, yeah, that one just.
Makes a little more love. Is all okay? Good morning. It's 10 o'clock on December 21st, 2009, and this is a work session at the North Dakota Public Service Commission on case number We don't have many of those. RR09651, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad petition for some whistle posts at a few private crossings. This is Kevin Kramer, along with Tony Clark and Brian Kulk, and our counsel, Annette Bendish, to discuss a next steps, possible order, after having a hearing. I was not at the hearing, but I did listen to the audio, and actually it was kind of rather interesting. Well, I did bring up on the computer, though, the colored photos, because the photocopied black and whites were just a little bit hard to figure out. But it was very helpful, actually. I just kind of strolled along, scrolling down my photos and exhibits while I listened to the audio, and it worked perfectly well. So with that, anybody else, any opening thoughts or comments or suggestions on how we should proceed?
Well, go ahead.
The only thing I thought is that, just to make sure we're all in the same sheet of music, would be, because we started out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I know BNSF pulled one,
yep,
and then the people that intervened had no issue with another. I just maybe set the stage of which we're talking about five right now, right?
That's six.
We're really still talking about the six, I take it.
So which six would make sure I'm tracking the same ones here?
Prairie, Erie, Page, Heimdall, Williston, and Manan.
Okay.
But with one of them, at least, Williston, they didn't.
They had no issues with it, is what I had down on my notes.
They didn't dispute the outcome, but they would have preferred public, that it should be classified as public.
But that's not our job.
That's not our job. Yeah.
Right. So Hebron was off the table. They withdrew. We didn't object. No one else objected. Yeah. Okay. That was fine. Okay. Annette, they did. Did the railroad provide
proposed findings?
Proposed?
They did. And I don't know if we just want to start, just go crossing by crossing and talk about each of them. I think Williston's probably the easiest one.
Sure. Go west, east, maybe. Or no, let's just go in order.
Yeah, let's
it's
go.
It's too confusing.
Yes.
Where's Heimdall?
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, there's even debate about
mile
whether
post 150.
They're supposed to be called what they're.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone that drives the train. Okay. So, Crary, that's had the grain bins and the two tracks. And you guys, before, with regard to the law itself, one of the things that the union representatives are sort of, their argument was kind of like the law is clear, almost like section 2 or whatever it is, that or paragraph 2 in the law, mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't exist. And I mean, they're just saying that, hey, it's clear. Public is public and private is private, and let's just leave it at that. Clearly, that's not the way the law is written. I mean, the law has this petition opportunity, which is what BNSF is
right.
Taking advantage of. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes sense to go through each and every one.
We might all three be at the same.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
That's
what I'm wondering.
I'm thinking you grant the for each of them. I mean. I would feel perhaps a little bit different if there was, you know, were some landowners in here who right. Could add some context to it, who really, you know, were concerned about it one way or another. And I don't know if you made it this far in the tape. It was right at the closing, Kevin, but I made the comment that it might make sense the next time that the legislature meets to tweak the law a little to require the petitioner to make some sort of contact with the landowner directly so that they, you know, might wish to provide some input to the commission. I know there are public notice requirements.
Well, do you think it was the thought at the time, and I don't remember this, that it would be landowners would be the ones that would be doing the petitioning, or did they ever think that the railroad was going to, or was that designed that way, do you think?
I think it was kind of designed for the railroad to do
okay.
It. But
the legislation came out of amendments to one of the quiet rail zone
yeah.
Bills, so I don't
sure.
Know how much the whole. And I did raise some process concerns when the amendments came forward from John Risch, and he was like, well, the commission will just decide. And I'm like, okay. You know, they didn't give us much more than petition the commission and they'll decide.
Right. I mean, I, given the way that the law, given the presumption in the law.
Right. There you go.
I know that the burden of proof is still on the petitioner, but I tend to have a somewhat low personal threshold on this one. I mean, it's a safety issue. Mm-hmm. If they've surveyed these and they've provided some information, they have, that they think that these might be unsafe because there's some obstructive views for whatever reason, you know, I'm inclined to grant it.
I am too, and I did listen to the whole thing, and it seems to me there's really... There's nothing.
There's no harm if they blow the whistle.
There's no harm if they blow the whistle.
Well, it's
and
the
there's
status quo.
It's the status quo. That's right. And yet there's also no advantage to the railroad to petition us.
If there was someone there adamantly about, there was a landowner adjacent that was telling us there was something wrong with that, but there wasn't. That's what I thought in this. Is
well, and some of them do look pretty rustic.
They do.
But at the same time...
One train that you can't see or hear, you know, it's not much consolation that it was... like I said, the railroad, there's nothing in it for them to petition us except the public's safety, which is what this is all about. I was, I have to admit, a little bit even disappointed in the union's position that they seemed, their whole argument seemed to be based on their inconvenience and more... facilitating them not breaking any rules,
right?
With and yet the so anyway, I, it was fine.
And
I mean,
the number that they have to blow whistles at is going to go down by about 90.
About 90 out of 100 are going to are right. taken off the whistle list, if you will. Right. No, I thought it was funny, and I thought it was a peculiar argument for them to make, frankly. But they made it, and they did, and they were fine.
I almost felt like there was maybe something else there, like you know maybe there was. Some concern that they weren't consulted by the railroad about where they, it just the position did surprise me a little bit.
Yeah, I it did me. Okay, so any?
No, I think that it was clear to me that they had safety concerns. I didn't see any harm with them keep doing what they're doing. The railroad, that is.
Sure. Okay, I agree. I don't need to go through each one.
No, I don't.
Their reasons were all pretty solid.
I will draft an order approving for the next agenda.
Okay. Now, how do we close the one from Hebron? How do we make that differently in the order?
They withdrew it at the hearing, and it will be in the findings of fact that the railroad asked to remove that one from the application. And because it was listed as 8 separate issues in the hearing notice, I'll just go through grant it for each one, excluding the Hebron crossing because it was withdrawn by the company, by the applicant.
Okay.
Or petitioner.
Yeah, that was the only question I had.
There's nothing else. This is our, so far at least, this is our last scheduled meeting before Christmas, right? Is there anything else on the agenda? I have nothing else.
Our meeting.
There's a licensing meeting tomorrow, but I don't think you're invited.
Right.
Oh, sure, they're probably going to eat